A recent rule change by the SBA, the Small Business Administration, means that businesses that sell religious products or services, Christian bookstores, for example, or makers of Jewish prayer shawls, may now compete for loans guaranteed by the U.S. government. While the companies involved may be small, the amount of money involved is huge. It's estimated that the Christian retail industry alone does $3 billion in business each year. Critics say the change by the SBA could threaten a founding principle of the Constitution, the separation of church and state. But others say it will promote religious freedom by ending government discrimination against businesses with a religious cast. Peter Aronson reports.
Sound quality. Lifting up the name of Christ. We are WYJS 105.9 FM, Spirit 106.
In the reception area of WYJS FM in Jackson, Mississippi, copies of Gospel Today share space with leaflets on how to become a Christian. There are Bibles on several desks in the office, including the DJs.
This hour's music is being made possible by Stringer Funeral Homes, one of our 106 Spirit backers. Be sure and tell David Brunt, thank you for supporting Spirit.
WYJS is the first radio station with a Christian format to get a loan backed by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the government agency that helps small businesses get off the ground. For 40 years, the SBA barred businesses that shaped public opinion from getting government-backed loans. The so-called Opinion Molder Rule excluded businesses with a religious element from SBA support, as well as book publishers, film producers, and other media. In 1994, the SBA repealed that rule as part of a broad overhaul that trimmed the SBA's rules by half and doubled the number of loans. Even so, the SBA kept rejecting all businesses that sold religious goods or services out of concern for the First Amendment. That blanket policy went too far, says Philip Lader, administrator of the SBA. So SBA clarified the rule.
What we're doing is ensuring that those businesses which have as one element of their operation or of their product the provision of ethical, moral values would not be barred from participating in this. But if it is a religion-affiliated, a church-affiliated, or the principal focus is promulgation of religion, the SBA is not in the business of assisting those entrepreneurs.
Good afternoon, Spirit 106.
Ken Rainey, president of WYJS-FM, says the change is long overdue. He says he chose a religious format for the station not to sway people to Christianity, but because listeners wanted it.
This is not a religious business. This is a commercial radio station business. And we didn't go into it planning religion. We just happened to have selected this music. It could have been country. See what I'm saying? So why would you tell a broadcaster, if you're going to play this kind of music, then we don't want to loan you the money, but if you'll play country, we'll loan you some money. See what I'm saying? That's not quite right.
In recent years, a number of businesses that shared Rainey's view sued the government, claiming it was discriminating against religious speech by rejecting them for loans or grants. The SBA and the Commerce Department settled in some of those cases, and then changed their policies. The rule change also followed President Clinton's signing of a 1993 law aimed at protecting the free exercise of religion. Again, SBA Administrator Philip Lader.
The president has been concerned in a variety of ways. There has been an increasing secularism in society that goes beyond the requirements of the First Amendment or any other legal concern. This is one of those issues.
I found that to be an interesting thing for a government official to say.
That's Robert Boston of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Secularism is a completely appropriate response for the government to take. It's really the only one that it can take as far as we're concerned. The government ought to be secular in its operations. The alternative is sectarianism and a religious government, and nobody wants that.
Boston says his organization, which is headed by a minister in the United Church of Christ, looks skeptically at the SBA's new rule because its members believe government shouldn't do anything that appears to be supporting religion. Stephen Carter is a professor at Yale Law School and the author of Culture of Disbelief, How American Law and Politics Trivialize Religious Devotion. He says that Boston's view, which is shared by many, seems to suggest that government is taking a neutral stance when it turns down religious businesses for funding. But in the case of one such business, Digital Fish of Philadelphia, it meant that the husband and wife owners had to come up with $70,000 on their own. The SBA turned them down at first because the software they make has a religious theme. As Carter sees it, that approach is anything but neutral.
When the government, as a matter of policy, makes it more expensive to do your business
because you happen to have a religious theme, that clearly is discrimination. I don't know what else you could call it.
Under the new rule, the SBA will draw the line at businesses that are, quote, principally engaged in teaching, instructing, counseling, or indoctrinating religious beliefs. That would include a church, of course, or a bookstore affiliated with a church, Later says, or a daycare center that has regular church teachings. But not all cases are as clear as those examples are, and the rule leaves it up to government to decide which businesses are principally engaged in religion.
The trouble with rules like that, and you find them in many different statutes, is precisely that the rule encourages the government to delve into how much religion you're teaching, how religious you really are. 60%, 40%, maybe 50% would be okay. And it is extremely dangerous to encourage or allow the government to do that. I'm not sure that I see an alternative to allowing the government to do that, however.
Carter and others say that it's important to make sure that the government doesn't favor larger, more politically powerful religions. That would clearly be unconstitutional. In the meantime, stores like Lemstone Books, Stephen Ellen Duggar's Christian bookstore in Memphis, are eligible for SBA funding for the first time. Along with books, they sell recordings of Christian music, Christian videos, and clothing. Their franchise has done so well, they plan to open a second store this fall, with a $220,000 loan backed by the SBA. Steve Duggar says he doesn't see much difference between selling people on God and selling them on golf.
Well, take, for instance, the pro-golfer. He opens his pro-golf shop. He loves golf, and isn't he, in fact, trying to sell you on golf? I mean, he loves golf, and golf has really complemented his life. So he's saying, hey, this golf has really complemented my life, and I think it'll complement your life, too. And that's what we're doing.
For National Public Radio, this is Peter Aronson reporting.